WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's been a brutal 3 days. For tens of millions of Americans, a series of storms moved across central, southern, and southeastern states, killing at least 40 people. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Tylertown, Mississippi.
Dust storms, wildfires, as many as 70 tornadoes, all part of one enormous line of bad weather.
It's pretty mangled.
Dakota Henderson helped his aunt through a bedroom window after it was the only room left standing in her Missouri home.
But it was a rough night.
Across the state, twisters killed at least a dozen people over the weekend.
It's really disturbing for what happened to the people, the casualties.
In Missouri alone, 12 people were killed. The storm system will bring rain to the northeast tomorrow. The U.S. and Houthi rebels in Yemen continue to exchange attacks as the U.S. pushes back against Houthi threats to attack ships in the Red Sea. Here's the BBC's Maura Alderson.
The Houthis in Yemen say there have been fresh U.S. strikes in the area, this time in the port city of Hodeidah. More than 50 people were killed on Saturday when U.S. airstrikes targeted sites, including in the capital Sana'a. Washington says some key Houthi figures were among the dead.
Let the bracket filling begin. March Madness is here, that collection of men's and women's National Collegiate Athletic Association tournaments. They're among the most closely watched sporting events in America. Every year, millions of people fill out their brackets in hopes of correctly guessing who will win each round. Keith Gill is the vice chair of the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee.
The bracketing and how those things work, we try to make sure across the top four seed lines that the top four seeds from a conference are in different regions, and that's really important.
Auburn is the top overall seed despite three losses in their last four games. The tournament begins Tuesday. Alleged gang members have been removed from the U.S. CBS's Christian Benavides says there's a dispute about whether the administration defied a court order not to do so.
The government of El Salvador released images Sunday showing what they say are 261 gang members deported from the U.S., mainly from Venezuela, that will be held in detention by that country. The announcement comes after a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from invoking a 1798 law called the Alien Enemies Act. The law would allow the arrest and deportation without typical due process.
Good news from the Vatican. The 88-year-old leader of the world's Catholics appears to be gaining strength.
The Vatican released the first image of Pope Francis in more than a month, showing him participating in a mass at the hospital chapel. The photo, taken from behind, captures the Pope seated in a wheelchair before the altar.
CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
square. Trying to be round, unfair, but you don't care. Catch your stare, tell everyone it's going down. Ah, it's going down. Ah, just like cement sticks to steel, we've hardened over time. Eating rust, sipping bolts, dream of strawberry wine. Where were you, where was I, when we saw the end of time? Where were you, where was I, when there was nowhere left to hide? Nowhere left to hide. Nowhere left to hide. You were here, there, everywhere. Life's a bear, trying to slim down. Cold, then light the flare. Hot enough to burn, burn it to the ground.
Local music and shows is what we do in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Welcome again. We kicked off this week's show with two in a row from work. They're live in Milwaukee at the Falcon Hall on 411 with Spare Change and the Peppers and Pineapples. This hours of scheming and planning our trips to Milwaukee are brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Now we flash back to 2010 with Baghdad Scuba Review. This is A Difference a Day in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
It's so easy to find someone to
If you haven't already checked out the podcast page, it's time to do it because Rocker and Jimmy had Amy Castro in the band here last week with a mini layer session on Mags Inc. Radio Prime Time. And man, it was simply amazing. So much great musical stuff. Type in the Civic Media address, then click on shows, then Mags Inc. Radio. And hey, bam, the link will be there to last week's Mags Inc. Radio After Hour show. Hey, that's me. You can hear it again or check out that interview. All sorts of podcast stuff out there, too. It's on Mags Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Diana Jones now.
Catching my breath every chance I get. Air feels nice, fall comes quick. Curious waves whisper what's next. Time spent alone can heal and break. Take me to the river where we'd wait for silent talks to fill up our days.
Genevieve Hayward, Don't Forget, and don't forget to catch her at the Muse next weekend at Sturgeon Bay, and of course, here in Madison at the Respect Concert on 329, or make some plans this summer to see her at Sisters Bay. She'll be doing that live stuff in June. Stay connected to the After Hour Show and all the dates and all the things that we talk about here on Max Inc. Radio. Oh, we're on that social media thing. Whichever one you use will be there. Just type it in, you'll find your way. After all, that's how I found out Terry Barr was on vacation. Yeah, they don't tell me anything around here. Rogue Electric's now on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For you I'm a semi-god. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y sin repite cuál demente.
We'll be right back.
Automatic Lover, and then The Flavor That Kills. I'm going to go see The Automatic Lover at the Red Rooster next weekend on the 22nd. The Flavor That Kills does it the next weekend. Yeah, don't take off your shoes yet. It's 3:28, also at the Red Rooster. This hour's connections to the shows that are soonish is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. A lot of power going around. The most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. More of the local stuff with Katie Contour in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The first time you took my chance for immortality, the second time I lost my hope and energy, this third time you're trying to take my future from me. Cancer sucks. I could be sad, I could be scared, but I just get mad, 'cause I'm a fighter. I could hide, head in the sand, but I get back up, 'cause I'm a fighter. Bad luck, bad choices mean I have to dance again. Poison in my body to kill what's given in. There's no finish line, no clear lose and no clear win. Cancer sucks. I could be sad, I could be scared, but I just get mad, 'cause I'm a fighter.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Turn it on. Turn it up. Let that music grab your soul and lift you up. Turn it on. Turn it up. Let that music grab your soul and lift you up. Bring it down. Way down. Turn it on. Turn it up. Fill your soul. Lift you up. Yeah, yeah. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Let that music grab your soul and get you high. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Let that music grab your soul and get you high. Breathe it in. Way in. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Feel your soul. Get you high, yeah.
This place.
That was Marta Hansen and then Kyle Henderson. And before that, Eddie A. Dynamite, who is live at the Gamma Ray this June. That was a bunch of local stuff right in a row. Magic Conch now takes us to break, and then more Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
We'll be right back. is so great about being sober. When I have a red stripe, my head is clear. Well, I know I can only get older. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. You were sweet, you were cool, you were delicious. You were so consistent, you were so sincere. Did I mention before you're delicious? I think I love you now, red stripe beer. You know, red stripe beer. I think I love you, know, red stripe beer. I think I love you, know, red stripe beer. Well, I remember the night that I met you. I got a broken leg for a souvenir, but we both know that I could not blame you. I think I need you, know, red stripe beer. I don't believe that you're really Jamaican. It doesn't matter to me.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. It's been a day of cleanup in much of the South and the Midwest following deadly storms this weekend. At least 40 people were killed. WAKA-TV's George McDonald is in Plantersville, Alabama, where one twister hit up to 165 miles per hour.
When we arrived, we seen total devastation. We had one deceased subject, as a male subject, about 70 years old, was deceased in his shop. Found him under some debris, but then we had a search for a female subject that actually lived in a manufactured home behind the
82-year-old Annie Freeze trailer was swept away by a tornado.
Tried to call Grandma to check on them and couldn't get them on the phone. And I just jumped in the car by myself and headed down here. I didn't expect this. I get about a half a mile from here and I can't get to her. So I just parked my car and got out and walked.
Despite a judge's order, the Trump administration deported hundreds of Venezuelan migrants.